We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
I'm already engrossed.
What were you saying? You do a league where you pay in to just get a random team?
Yeah, I haven't seen this one yet. It's the March Madness spread pool, and you get your team's got to cover the spread to move on, but it's $20 per person, and the winner gets some money, and you get assigned two random teams.
So you can just get a Gonzaga or something,
yep,
Gonzaga, or a St. Bonaventure.
And St. Bonaventure. And in their games, they have to cover the spread.
Okay.
So if they're supposed to win by three.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know what I mean?
They only win by one.
Right.
Even though they won, that team's eliminated for me. But if I have, you know.
Can it work the other way? Whereas if they're supposed to lose by three, but they only lose by one, you still advance? Because they covered?
Cover the spread.
All right.
They win, they move on.
So even though they've lost the game, they can still.
As long as they cover the spread.
Wow.
So that's fun.
Is that through an app or just friends doing that?
I don't know. I've never done one of those. I mean, I've done it for other things, football and stuff like that. But
well, it'll kind of make you root for the most random of teams that you would never think of.
Yeah, because someone's going to get assigned.
Let's go Holy Cross. Come on.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
or whatever you get.
Because 16 versus a 1 isn't that crazy anymore, so they could cover whoever gets it. But, I mean, you don't want to get a 16 seed.
Text line says, what about in the finals if nobody covers the spread? Oh, I don't know about that.
I have no idea how any of that works. I've never done it, so I don't know.
I don't know if I pulled a muscle in my big toe or, like, there's a growth on it, but something's going on with my big toe. Maybe I twisted it.
You got to soak it.
I got to soak it in Epsom salt.
You want to get a bucket and we can put some salt in it and you can soak it?
Guys, that bucket's for my foot soaking.
That's my foot soaking bucket?
Please leave that there. That's my Epsom salt foot soaking bucket.
Like with smoothie here, that wouldn't be a crazy thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's gonna soak his foot. You wanna use my foot soaking bucket?
You can leave that in there in the studio. I'll use that later.
I'll get it.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Very busy day today. Very busy day today. What do we got lined up on the morning show? Talking to a Bigfoot expert allegedly at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah, it didn't get confirmed until yesterday. He is coming to town for the Big East Camping and Outdoor Show this weekend in Whitesboro.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him at 8 o'clock. God willing and the creek don't rise. I got some questions for him.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. He's doing like a presentation over at the Big East Sports Show.
Yeah.
We can start March Madness today if you want to. I'll just need to explain what March Madness is to everybody. March Madness, explain that.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, might as well do March Madness.
You get a lot of cocoa today. It'll be live at noon at Paper and Leaf. And then again tonight, 8 o'clock for Cocoa Puffs. We'll tell you all about that.
Well, how do you like that?
Okay. Twitch mics, always on, always engaged, always chatting if you want to say good morning.
Hi.
I believe Tam is off for hip surgery. Sent her an I love you message.
Love you, Tam.
Tam 2.0. Going to get that butt cheek cut open. Get some...
Slap it.
Get hip number one put in there. Let's see how that goes. I'll keep you abreast of that situation.
Get hip in there.
Get on up on the hip.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad-studies.
Hey, baby girl.
Yo.
Hey, baby girl.
What's up?
Am I going to see you this weekend at the Wildcat Sports Pub C1 Brewfest, baby girl? You coming down?
Saturday, yes. Friday, not me.
You bringing
sorry.
That big fat ass down to the CMY Brewfest this weekend, baby girl?
There's not going to be no VIP party tickets from Friday for me.
What happened? Why?
There's under 50, and that comes from the big man's social media account.
Well, guys, then stop running your mouths and get on CMYBrewFest.com and buy up those VIP tickets, because when it's sold out, it's sold out.
I got a little picked on yesterday because, yes, you say it and all the things that they're going to be different, but I didn't realize that the VIP party's like almost 100% all their beers.
Yeah, it's not like beers you're going to get Saturday.
No.
It's for like the nerdiest of beer nerds.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that different. That's...
Why, did you talk to Ed yesterday?
No, I didn't talk. No, I just saw on his social media.
You put
that,
it on social media? All right.
Yeah. But no, I didn't realize it was so different. That's
and
awesome.
Then Saturday, Coco and I will be there. We're kind of like juggling the schedule. And maybe you'll see both of us. Maybe you'll just see one of us.
You
don't know. It's all a surprise. Come over and hoist our steins, if you will.
Oh, yeah, probably.
The Steiner brothers will be in attendance.
Probably print out those pictures. Get those taped on there.
Dude, you know what? Speaking of, I don't want to. I got to find the video. This has nothing to do with the Steiner brothers. But did you see that Razor Ramon cameo that is going around?
No.
It's really funny because I guess like this Uber driver picked up Razor Ramon. You know, like, not he's not in gimmick, but he's always kind of in gimmick.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, my son's been acting up. Can you talk to him? So it's a video of Razor Ramon going, hey, yo, I hear your father's. Well, he does the whole gimmick and he throws the toothpick at the guy's. But he just, hey, yo,
man,
I heard you been acting up. Man.
I was supposed to meet him.
You were?
Yeah.
When?
At one of those things. It was supposed to be him and Nash.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember the situation for that, but it was right around the time when then the next one he was supposed to do, he canceled because then he died. So.
Because I would imagine that if somehow one of my parents got footage of like the Undertaker back in the day telling me to straighten up, I would have peed in my pants.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't available. They couldn't.
They couldn't have filmed it. I know.
They could, only thing they could do, and I'm sure our parents did, was like,
can you record my answering machine?
No, I didn't think of that. That's a good one. But I was just going to be like, hey, Josh, guess what? So, saw Kurt Cobain.
What?
Told me to give you this note.
Oh, what's it say?
Please be a good boy and stop being mean to your mom. Signed right there, Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain wrote me a note, Mom, so. Hey, you know who I was talking to? Could I do that with my kids?
Yeah.
I was talking to Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast stopped by and he had a briefcase.
You better knock it off.
Had $1 million in it, but he asked me if my kids been nice to their mom, and I was like,
yeah.
Hesitant a little, and he closed the briefcase.
I do got to find, who would my kids be afraid of? Because there is a middle finger issue happening in the house.
Wasn't that it?
I don't know if they care about Mr. Beast.
Oh, really?
But who do they care about? I don't even know what influencers my kids care about. They might not.
I don't know any. Let's see.
I think they care about their friends' opinions more than they do influencers' opinions of them.
Influencers.
Hot kid. Oh, Jesus.
Everly Rose.
I don't know who that is.
Ethan.
What does Ethan do?
He just looks like a kid with headphones on.
Nope. Don't know who Ethan is.
Evan Tube HD. Looks like a little kid.
Nope. Don't know who that is. I mean, my kids are teenagers. At this point.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Nah, I don't think they care about Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they care about him. No.
No? Hey, tune in tonight. Cocoa Puffs maybe got a brand new flavor of Prime.
Wow. I don't think they care about Dude Perfect. I really don't know what they watch.
Hold on. Let me do top.
Uh-huh.
Teen.
Top teen influencers?
Influencers. All right, I wrote kids.
Give me one.
Let me see.
Who's even popular?
Bretman Rock.
Hey guys, I got a note from Bretman Rock. He said you guys better knock it off.
Annie LeBlanc.
Annie Hathaway.
Annie Hathaway sent me this note. Boom, look it.
Annie Hathaway said this.
No, I don't know any of these people.
I've never felt
older in my entire life.
You can't do this to yourself.
Oh, I know this one.
JoJo Siwa?
JoJo That one. I know that name.
Is she even still popular? I know she is,
really?
But
damn.
Yeah.
I guess I know the name. Greta Thunberg.
She's the climate activist?
That's on the list. How is Kevin Hart on this list?
Kevin Hart! Guys, kids, Kevin Hart wrote a note.
He's even
Come
on
here.
This list.
Come here, Kevin Hart.
Y'all stop giving the middle finger in your house!
Yes.
Oh, thanks, Kevin.
But, you know, I can't be too mad, because they do it in the same way you and I do it.
Like, oh, really?
I caught a grind happening yesterday. Oh. Yeah, the cranking it up. I caught the cranking it up yesterday.
I saw a funny one, a new one the other day that I hadn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone called it the Christmas present.
What is that? You unwrap it? Oh, what is that? I love it. I love it.
It's like, that's good.
I love it. Middle fingers are funny. All right. Yeah, but Jeffree Star sucks, doesn't he, Diva? Like, didn't he get exposed for something?
I thought, but I never remember anymore because it's still a name. All these people just wait.
Yeah,
they're
still
like,
a name.
They all just go, uh-oh, I did something really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to, like, apologize or do anything.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
5 months later,
I have a new makeup line.
Hey, so check this out.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we were, you don't remember
you
that.
You don't. No. I should really be more involved in who's influencing my children, I guess, now that I say this out loud.
Because it could be us.
It's definitely not us.
You just said they're giving funny middle fingers around the house.
Yeah, but I think that's built into the human brain. I think a middle finger is just in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it just to each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if your poor wife has to give it back, then
no, I don't think my wife has ever flipped a middle finger in her life.
I was
going to
say, I could see her just being like, you know what?
But when she sees them do it, it breaks her heart.
She doesn't like seeing the middle finger.
Those are her babies.
Giving each other middle fingers.
Her little babies should not be having middle fingers.
It could be worse.
You know?
just
swinging at each other, yeah.
Doing the Simpsons fight.
It is, yeah, it is. It is. There is no touch involved. It's just middle fingers at each other. Mm-hmm. Kids, I was just talking to popular Roblox creator, whose name I will not say.
Hey, what? Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, kid. Sorry, kids.
Yep.
Stop fighting for a second. The creators of Fortnite are calling me. Hey, creators of Fortnite.
Hey, how are you? Oh, I'll tell them.
Oh, what's that?
Yep.
Oh, you were happening to do server maintenance and could hear them fight. Oh, okay, I will tell them.
I'll pass them.
No, I will not tell them that you... Bye.
Yeah.
Guys,
Dave Fortnite just called. He's pissed. Dave and Mike Fortnite just called me. So, good luck.
Have fun.
If ever there was a reason for you to use the Nave Law services, who is a partner of ours here, DWI team, is that they get to work the same time we are.
Yeah.
They're pulling in right now.
Yeah, they're very busy.
Law don't sleep.
Yep.
Shout out to Nave, our neighbors right here, DWI team.
Yeah,
right,
although they don't have a fart mic.
What happened? Who, I did that?
I don't know, I'm not coming
out
here.
I have to go back and listen to that one. Good morning, Molly and Twitch. Good morning to all of you. Happy Thursday. It's like you opened a carton of sour milk on that one, bub.
That was instant.
Hey, let me do the plug. CNYBrewFest.com.
Please,
could I do my job? Could you knock off the nonsense for a minute? Will I do something serious over here?
You do that. I write down the time in which you
I've
farted.
Just had enough of your silliness. This is a professional broadcast. Wildcat Sport Pub, CNY Brew Fest, Friday and Saturday. Like Cody said earlier, VIP tickets just about sold out. So I'd get them today because now that it's public knowledge, they cap it at 300. And when they're gone, they're gone. So if you want beers that you're not going to get Saturday, head on out there tomorrow night for the VIP party. And then Saturday, we got two sessions. You'll see Cody and I over at the K-Rock booth, hoisting steins. Best time for each session. So we're technically giving away 12 total tickets, because we're giving away 2 6-packs of tickets to go see Robert Zombert, Alice in Cooper, over at the amphitheater in September. So,
perfect.
Come and see us. We would love to see you guys Saturday at the Brewfest.
I wonder what we're near. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, we can go look at the map. Why? What do you want to see?
Because sometimes,
hoping that there's jerky nearby.
That's what I'm saying, because then you get next to, beer is great, but we're next to, like, a jerky guy where I'm like, what's that?
Uh-huh.
What's that one?
Yeah, what is that one over there?
Oh, yeah, what's that?
That's the problem I get into with all these events that we go work at the Horticulture Building, because I just start wandering around and forget to do my actual job, the reason I'm there.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, hold on a second, that's pepperoni with cheese in it? Hold on a second, let me go over there and look. You're making stuff with honey? What is this?
I want
beef jerky stand. Okay.
And this time, we have something to do, but at least this time we don't have to get kicked in the face.
No.
So that's a plus.
No, this one is at following WrestleCuse, every single event we do here on out is probably going to be way easier.
Yeah.
That was by far the most nervous I've ever been in my life of this job. Was WrestleCuse.
Yep. Without a doubt.
I was so nervous, I wasn't in my body anymore. My body was shaking, and I was completely blacked out. Nope.
It was the most nervous I'd ever been for anything in the history of my entire life.
Correct.
And it shocked me that, because I wasn't as nervous until, again, we started changing, and then it all of a sudden, it hit me, and it was the most nervous I'd ever been for anything ever.
Correct. I was the most nervous I'd ever been, and I didn't think I could get any more nervous, and then Jimmy Hart showed up, and then I got more nervous.
Oh, see, at least that by then I was done. Once
you were?
We did it, I was fine.
Oh, you burned it off?
As soon as that music hit and you walked out that curtain, mm-hmm. I was like, well, there's nothing we can do now.
Oh, I was blacked out that whole time.
Yeah, because if you ever watch it back, you can see there's like a solid 2 seconds. Because you walk out that curtain, and I just kind of freeze for a second and go, okay, I guess we really got to do this. And I
was
go now.
In such a out-of-body experience is I was listening to you on the mic, and in my brain I was saying, this has either been 10 seconds or 10 minutes. How long have we been out here?
Yeah.
Has he been talking a long time, or did he just start talking? I had no concept of time anymore.
Yeah, no, it was good.
And I was just looking. Anyways, I don't need to go down that wormhole, but that was the most nervous I've ever been. So BBQs will be there. John's Over will be there.
Oh,
Thirsty
really?
Jerky.
Okay.
What? A booth called That's Different Chocolate. What does that mean? That's different chocolate. Are you guys dipping chocolate? Dipping things in chocolate?
Let me see.
You know Cheesefield's going to be there.
Really?
I'm going to Cheesefield.
Are they?
You know I'm coming home with $40 worth of pepperoni and cheese. What is it? Do you see it?
It's a bunch of fun little creations and stuff. Look at that.
And then obviously somebody you are going to need to film a video with. Whether they know it or not, there will be footage of you visiting the Gritty Sisters soap bars. They make soaps. And I think they're missing just one thing.
I think they are.
And I think that one thing is a nearly 40-year-old man.
So you got that to look forward to this weekend.
If you want to talk about clothes, let's talk about this. Because I'm going to give you this list of things. And this is all, like, you see a douchebag coming when they're wearing these things.
Hey,
I'm sorry to tell you that.
I just put them on.
A poll asked people, about what's the worst thing to wear on the first date. Like, you're going on a first date. What's a stupid thing to wear?
Brass knuckles.
Ooh, that should make the list, but no.
Oh.
I've seen
glitter
guys
gel.
Glitter in the hair.
Yeah.
Frosted tips, spiky hair with the glitter in it.
Yeah.
Nice.
No?
No, that'll make chicks real horny, though.
That's what I'm figuring.
No, this is a list of things that fedora, ascots, all coming in. You're all giving great, great suggestions in the Twitch chat, K-Rock text line, 315-364-109, powered by Ciotti Enterprises. I wore a pork pie hat, not a fedora. Very
distinction. Never mind. Sorry, yeah, you did.
And I would bring it back because I do like a good pork pie hat. I just stopped wearing hats.
You pulled it off. You were one of the few people that could actually pull that off.
I got a round head. It works with a pork pie hat.
Yeah.
So you're on a first date. The person walks in and they're wearing one of these things. It's an immediate red flag, according to, you know, dating sites. Skinny ripped jeans.
That son of a bitch!
Were you going to say skinny ripped jeans?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Damn it.
Do you have skinny ripped jeans?
No, but I was thinking, like, every time I was trying to think of what's the thing that I see the most where I'm like, oh my God. And it's when I'm looking for jeans because the jeans that I'm looking for are slim, straight jeans.
Oh.
So those pop up where they're like bright white, but with a thousand, like...
Yeah, I don't know when this happened.
Oh, man.
I'm speaking to, like, the ladies specifically, because it seems like a lady's look right now is how many holes can I put in the front of my jeans?
That's hot.
You like that?
That I like.
It's like, I want tight jeans, but I also want them struggling to stay together because the entire front is ripped.
See, that part, that I like. With the bigger ones, I'm a little iffy on, but I know that's fancy now. That's in style.
Well,
where
like
they're
the baggier, like,
you're like, you know how they wear like huge jeans,
the boyfriend
but they're also
jeans,
all
yeah.
ripped up and
yeah.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those I'm a little iffier on, but the kind of tighter ones I don't hate because that's more like that kind of emo-y girl goth look.
Yo, I like that. And I think there is a line. I like the rips. If a lady's got ripped jeans,
yeah,
I'm saying there's some ladies that are ripped way too much.
I know what you mean.
Where and it's like, that's not even like, that wouldn't happen naturally.
Like, that's not a jean.
Unless you were stuck in a corn thresher, there's no reason that your jeans would look like that.
Too soon.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon.
The corn thresher tragedy of Onondaga County?
Yeah.
T-shirts that are too tight, red flag.
No, sometimes we can't help
it. Sometimes we can't help it, lady.
Believe me, I don't want it to be so
tight. I don't want it to be. I don't want my breast and belly to be showing, but... Yeah. Anything with huge logos on it.
What do you mean, though?
What if that logo is founding member of the large penis club? Is that a logo I should not have?
What if it was like enormous penis and had arrow pointing to the person next to me?
Oh, all right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or what if it's like Big Dirty Dog's logo?
Oh, that's a logo that you should be excited about.
Right?
I would imagine like if you show up with a big Louis Vuitton logo on you.
But that's fancy though.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are nice, like the shirts and stuff. Like, yeah, if a dude goes and gets those,
there's a fine line between nice and douchebag.
Yeah,
you know.
But if you're, yeah, it does.
Like, think
if
of
your
a polo.
Yeah,
the little logo, nice and classy. The gigantic Kanye West logo that was around for a while, kind
of
douchey.
No, I was thinking of how you wear it as well. If I'm just me wearing a giant Louis Vuitton logo shirt.
Right.
I might look a little weird, but if it's someone's like thing where all the rest of their outfit kind of matches and they're, you know, stylish and whatever, and like they got Louis Vuitton boots or something.
Pat Lucas with a great point. How is she going to know that I am a member of the FBI, that I am a registered female body inspector?
Yeah.
Same with that I'm on Beaver Patrol if I don't have it on my shirt.
How? Exactly.
I have to show this by law. I have to identify myself as a member of the Beaver Patrol. What?
I think the text line said,
what is it?
Like, what's the question again?
Red flags to wear on a first date.
A condom.
Yeah. Babe, I already got it on. Don't worry. We just met. Yeah, but I already got it on.
I'm gonna let you know.
I already got it on.
I taped it.
I put a rubber band around the trunk, hold it on there.
That way when it goes, starts to go with the tape, I can just do a little move and the tape flies off and I'm in there and then get in there, Josh.
Number three is Crocs.
Really? I bet that's not a thing pretty soon because as the people get older that are wearing the Crocs, they're going to wear them on dates.
They're going to wear them on dates.
People are wearing them now. I can definitely see college kids wearing Crocs,
Crocs
on a date.
They aren't as cringy as they used to be. Everyone's wearing them, and they've jacked the price on them, so now they're not cheap either.
Exactly. I don't like them, but I can definitely see somebody wearing them, and also a hot chick being like, I don't care that
who cares? Crocs, I don't leave. I don't care about Crocs.
Mm.
Who Space Babe says jorts.
Uh-oh.
You're telling me John Cena shows up and you're going to kick him out of bed, Space Babe?
Just saying.
I don't think so.
Got those pecs.
Number one, full tracksuit.
Oh.
28% said that's a red flag. I woke up this morning and I got some gabagoo. I would agree with that one. If you're on a first date and the guy shows up in a full tracksuit.
Hey, how you doing?
Unless he's a member of Run DMC, then I am not. I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't see this going any further. Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brewfest happening this weekend, CNYBrewFest.com. But first, you got to get through today. And today, we got a busy one for you.
There's a lot of stuff going on today, man.
Coco will be live at Paper and Leaf today at noon. Here in Maddie Dale, I believe Spy Guy said last night on Whiskey Wednesday he's going to join you. So you and Spy Guy will be showing off some treats at Paper and Leaf in Maddie Dale.
Aye.
And then tonight at 8 o'clock, back on our Twitch channel, Cocoa Puffs, presented by Sweetgrass, 123 Cayuga Street in Union Springs. All of these places, we just wish we could tell you more about them on the radio, but we can't. And you learn about them on Twitch, okay? So Sweetgrass tonight. You're going to want to know that address, okay? Because a certain date's coming up here exactly 1 month away, and hopefully we're going to be down there hanging out with you guys on 420. We'll let you know if that works out. But otherwise, get over there and see them.
Partay?
Cookies? Pie and Punch?
Oh, dude.
123 Cayuga Street in Union Springs. Follow them on Instagram because they're always posting their good, as well as Paper and Leaf. And then our new friends... Opening very soon in Fulton, Leafy Wonders.
Yeah.
Very excited for you guys to see their shop. when they open up right there in Fulton across from Wheel Away Power Sports, right there off 41. I was explaining to Cody, for those of you not familiar with Fulton, it's kind of like the best location because it's where Route 57
it's right there.
And 481 come together.
Yep.
And it's so easy to get to. And so they'll be opening soon.
It's kind of laying the groundwork to be the bricks and the foundation of the city with a future.
Thank you. So, this is what I'm telling people.
He's been saying
We've
it forever,
been waiting on Leafy Wonders this whole time.
Here we go.
My whole childhood, y'all laughed. Oh, Fulton City with the future. Well, we were waiting for Leafy Wonders to open.
Now there's a future.
Now we've got our future.
There's a chicken spot. Be good to go.
Got our future.
I got some other stuff. I showed a couple things last week. Maybe I got a couple more this week.
I'm excited.
Maybe I got a couple more this week.
Excited to tune in and see what goes on. All right. So, what do you want to get to? Want to get to gross foods? Because I'll get to gross foods. Because the number one grossest food, according to this survey, is actually one of my favorites.
Oh. Wait.
I'll give you a hint. It's candy. And sometimes you can get good and plenty of them.
Really? Oh, okay.
America's grossest food is black licorice.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I like black licorice, but as I'm getting older, I think I overdid it throughout my years.
Did you eat straight up black licorice or like the good and plenty?
No,
like
dude,
I
was just a black licorice guy, and people would get me like different varieties of it and stuff. Ooh. So I've had some really good black licorice, but I've done so much.
We've learned later in life that you were putting yourself in danger.
Dude, that really did terrify me because I've eaten bags.
If you guys don't know that story.
Without a doubt.
A few years ago here on the show, we told you about a guy who he literally overdosed on black licorice. We didn't know that was a thing that could happen.
Yep.
And the guy died. He ate too much black licorice.
And it wasn't even an absurd amount. That's what was weird.
Yeah.
It was that he ate a bag every day in his lunch break for like a week or something and whatever. And it was.
Let me see what that's. Now I want to know the stats.
Yeah, it was something wild, man. But the thing is that I don't like. I do like Sambuca. I can't do that. That is good. I don't like Jaeger.
Oh, that has a black licorice.
I cannot do Jaeger. I know Smoothie can drink that straight from the bottle.
From consuming too much, a word I cannot pronounce, but I'll try. Glycyrrhizic acid, which is found in black licorice.
Yeah.
He died in 2019. Let me see
how
much
he ate.
That
was that long ago?
Dude, I realized last night, can I just say something here? I realized the other day, I don't ever want to hear the name Hunter brought up again because I have done show.
That was like 20 years ago. Now.
I have done this show with Cody for 3 times longer than I did it with Hunter. So stop asking me about that a-hole. I don't want to talk about him. Hey, we did a show for 3 years. I've done a show with Cody.
You talking about me?
For almost 9 years I've been with Cody. Cody started.
If we have a 10-year anniversary, we were going to party
I'm going to lose my mind
next year.
But it's like everybody always wants to bring up that. And I'm like, guys, personally, I've been on morning radio in Central New York for 15 effing years, okay?
He almost
three of them were with a little tiny grumpy guy that was a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
I've done this show with Cody. It's been Cody and I for almost, I literally want to say 6 or 7 years at this point. I think it's closer to 8.
Oh, I thought it was really going to be 10 next year.
No, it's not 10 because you started. I have all the dates. Hold on, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, definitely not because it kind of coincides with how long my dad's been dead.
Oh.
It does.
Because he died right before that?
He died, and then like a month later, you guys were like, hey, you want to do a couple wrestling updates?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
And that was kind of that. And then
Where's
a couple months
notes?
Later.
I have a note on when your first day was, but I can't find
good.
It.
I love these back scratchers. Stupid bear claw.
No, no. Hold on.
But
Cody's.
We never remember. It's supposed to be like, we always think it's November, and then sometimes we think it's in the summer, and there's a couple dates.
Cody's first day, so you were doing wrestling updates.
And then I was filling in, like I was doing a couple days here or there.
Your first day as official Mike 2.
Yeah.
Was May 2017.
Wow.
So that will put us this May at 7 years, okay? I've done the show with Cody for 7 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
It's a long, with just you and I. And then all the different hosts I had in the way there.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, it took a while to land on one that wanted to be here, but then we got one.
When's that happen?
The dates go as follows. So I was on with Ted and Amy. I don't know how I got on this track, but I wanted to bring up the point that I realized the other day. I'm on with Ted and Amy, whatever. My first morning rate, I guess I would have been Mike 2 on the other station.
I feel like you're going backwards. You think you have to, like, get to Ted and Amy.
Tuesday, September 7th, 2010. So that would have been 14 years.
Wow, you have, like, the
years.
Date? Damn, that's impressive.
Because I wanted to figure this out.
Yeah.
I honestly wanted to figure out the point at what point you crossed Hunter, and that was years ago. And then October 7th, 2012 was my last day at the other place. October 19th, 2012, 2 days later, was my first morning on K-Rock.
Okay.
July 26th, 2015, Hunter's fired. And then you started May 2017, and it's been you since.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, that was a.
So this May will be your, it's gonna be May, will be your seventh year doing this.
That's wild.
Longest running co-host by far,
I'm in my around that same time frame, May, June, it'll turn into my 16th going into 17th year here.
Yeah.
What the balls.
I love that Mr. Levine forgets you've been here this long.
That's my favorite thing is that he only thinks that I've been here sometimes as long as I've been on this show. So
yeah.
He'll only think that I've been here like 5 or 6 years. And then when it turns out that I'm like the third longest running employee in the entire company.
Yeah.
It comes as a shock to many people.
It's like you and Boss Lady started at the same time.
Yep.
Gerbil's been here since I think the wheel.
Yep. Gerbil.
And then Jen Wells.
Jen Wells and Lisa.
And Lisa.
Denard.
Yes. And that's it.
Yep.
And that's it.
Because
Lisa came over when like. Mrs. Levine brought her friend Lisa to work here.
Yes.
Like at the beginning of the company. So,
yep. And then anyways. I'm assuming Gomez.
Yeah, Gomez.
Because, I mean,
I think he came with the building.
I'm pretty sure he. But yeah. And then they're like, and then Cody.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Cody?
I love
Lisa?
When you stand up at the holiday party and you're like, I've been here 16 years. Yeah.
Hi. There are only 4 of us and I'm one of them. Hi. Yeah.
So good for us. Good for us, man. Good for us. Anyways, so. Back to our gross foods. I don't know how I got on that sidetrack.
Yeah, gross foods.
Oh, because, what do we say? Oh, because I said this story came out in 2019.
Oh, and I said that was so long, because that was, if you would have been like, yeah, that was last summer.
Dude, those COVID years just have, like, they sucked up time. Like, nothing happened, nothing existed then.
For, like, 2, almost 3 years.
It was just a wild time.
Yeah.
Where I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
The time made no sense.
Everybody's
you
kinda,
never really saw people. It was a weird era.
People are so kind of like, what'd you do? Oh, that's all right.
So, like, even though we've been on the air together for 7 years, like, a big chunk of the middle part was just a weird no man's land.
Yeah, because we were just doing this, but there was almost like the wheels were just spinning because it was not really doing anything. It was this, and then, all right, we'll see you later.
Yeah! No, like, it's like, and then here we are. Anyways, I digress. Back to America's least favorite foods. A survey asked, what are your most disliked foods? And surprisingly, black licorice hit number 1.
Yeah.
Number 2, I agree with because it's gross, but all of you love it.
Oh, never mind. Black licorice was because Good and Plenty's.
Can you guess number 2? We've had it as a soda flavor as well. I think it's gross, but you guys love it with your chicken wings.
With your chicken wings?
Blue cheese, number 2.
Oh, okay. I was thrown off there. Oh, really?
I agree. I hate blue cheese. It grosses me out. You're never going to convince me to like it.
Oh, it goes so good. Man, I love nothing better than when you got a good chicken wing, and then you got that, I call it like the good fake blue cheese, and you dip it in that cup, and you get that big chunk of the blue cheese.
I could
out of
barf,
the cup,
but I'm not going to barf.
You just take the big bite, and you got the big chunk of blue cheese, a little bit of the blue cheese like dressing itself because you know it's on the top, and then the chicken wing. Oh, bro.
In my mind, I'm going to a happy place where Julie Bowen is pouring me beer and a little person on a tricycle is riding
and
by.
And then
that's
chunks of blue cheese fall out of the beer pitcher.
Nope. And then my grandmother just won the lottery on her the slot machine. That's where I'm going.
And
in
now
my head
I'm
right
bending
now.
Your grandma over with the blue cheese dressing.
No, Shooter McGavin. Number 3.
Okay.
I don't think they're gross, but I think they're for certain people.
Hot dogs.
Ooh, that didn't make the list.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm a one
you
of very
are
few
kind
people
of an
person.
Outlier.
Yeah, not many people are like, I don't like hot dogs.
And I realized at the basketball game over the weekend, I like hot dogs that have been kind of sitting in a tinfoil wrapper for a little bit.
No,
kind of steaming them a little bit.
No, up in the dome.
Yeah.
And like they wrap them and they throw them at you.
Sports hot dogs.
Sports hot dogs, yep.
Number 3 is olives. But somebody must be buying them because Cody and I bitch all the time that like Wegmans or the grocery stores have olive bars.
Yeah, no, I don't like them. It's not like a black olive. If I eat one, it's one of those things where someone's like, eat that. And I go, okay. And I go, it's not the worst thing I've ever had. And then I'll eat another one. And then I go, nope.
What does it taste like?
I don't even know how to explain it.
What's the juice that's in it?
I don't know how to explain it, man. They're so weird. I don't like those green olives. I'm not touching with a 10-foot pole. Those
they just looks like slimy eyeballs.
Things with the red, whatever the hell that crap is in the middle.
Oh, the pimentos?
The hell, man. No. And nobody needs any olive of any kind. I don't care. I'm sorry.
Number four, beets.
I keep seeing, oh no, I have. I was going to say, I keep seeing things for beets and all that.
Beets, Bears, Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had a beet.
I don't think I have.
I don't know what they taste like.
You know what? All this time, I had thought that you did like beets, but no, you like cranberry sauce. Totally different thing.
Yeah, it looks like it. I like cranberry sauce and I like radishes, but
yeah,
I don't like...
Yeah, so I don't think I've had beets either.
But are beets a combo?
What do you mean?
Are they a combo? Or are they like a radish cranberry sauce?
I don't know what I don't know what goes into a beet.
Oh, you never had a beet either?
No.
Oh.
Mm.
These two baby mouse talking about not liking beets. Never had a beet.
Number five, I love, and I especially love when they're covered in chocolate. Raisins.
Wieners. Oh.
Oh. And that, yeah.
Yeah.
Raisins,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I like raisins. I always have liked raisins.
Raisinettes are banging.
I like raisinettes. I like raisins and cookies. That might be controversial. I like
oatmeal raisin cookies are
good.
Love
it.
I like them when I know that they are going to be them.
When there's going to be in there, there's going to be raisins.
Tell me before, be like, got some oatmeal raisin cookies coming.
Like the scene in The Office when they're making brownies and they pour the walnuts in and Kevin goes, no! You got to tell me. You got to tell me.
At least tell me if you're going to put the raisins. That way I know I'm not expecting like a chocolate chip. Because if I'm going for a chocolate chip and then it's an oatmeal raisin,
yeah,
then I'm going to be mad.
I'm going to burn this house down.
Then I'm going to be angry.
You hear me? I'm going to burn this house down.
Yeah. No, thank you.
This is a survey of America's grossest foods, foods they do not like. What do you see?
Dunes, like, I'm sure other people do, because I've heard of this. Olives stuffed with blue cheese? What, do you just pop them?
Are you trying to get diarrhea? Like, are you trying to fast track to diarrhea?
Why do you do that, Dunes? And don't they take pickled beets?
Don't people put, like, cream cheese in olives, too? Like, stuff olives?
Because I got holes. If you got a hole, you can really put whatever you want in there,
wow.
Right?
I got a hole. Can you put it into me?
Oh, and her gin martini. Oh, so when you're done, you're like,
gotcha.
Okay, it's not too bad, I guess.
I forgot that she's an old-timey
prospector.
She's an old-timey spinster hanging out at the, whatever they would be. Anyways. Tofu, making the list. 20% of people surveyed said it's gross.
I've never had tofu. I have no desire to
have it. I've had tofu. I like it.
No, you don't.
I actually did, and I'll tell you why. We went to the only time I've had tofu and I've liked it, and I bet you would like it too, is if you go to a place like Strong Hearts, or when I lived in the city, I went there.
Oh, that's tofu?
And they make tofu wings, but they're made like fake chicken wings. That's tofu.
Oh, okay, then that's not bad then. Never mind.
Because it's mostly crispy, crunchy, like buffalo sauce that I like. Because
Strong Hearts chicken wings are good. They don't taste like fake.
Here, I'll jump around because I do got to get off here and stay on time.
What are you, everyone's moms?
Mushrooms, we can both agree on gross mushrooms. Sushi, not for us.
No sushi.
You like it, go ahead, have your fun.
No, the more you love it. The more you love it, the more you can have them all.
Marzipan,
the
is that olive paste? Marzipan?
I don't think it's an olive paste.
What is marzipan?
I think it's a sweet thing, I thought. And I think I like it, I thought.
Okay, what is marzipan?
What? Alexa, what is marzipan?
Pickles? You love pickles. I love pickles. Although you don't love the pickle, you love the juice.
I like pickles sometimes for things. Depends. But I like the juice.
Peas are disgusting. I agree with that.
Oh, they're on the list?
Yeah.
Oh, I could eat an entire bowl of peas right now.
It's new information to me.
Yeah, I'd just eat a big old bowl of peas right
mushy,
now.
Mushy, green, gross peas.
Right out of the can. You dump
cold?
Right out of the can. I could.
Oh, my God.
I could.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The beets, killer tofu. I agree. Combo. And then carrots and broccoli making the list as well. I like both of those.
Yeah, I like both of those.
I don't consider those gross at all. Number one was black licorice, if you're just tuning in. And number two, blue cheese. Wildcat Sports Pub, CY Brewfest. Tomorrow, because tomorrow's Friday. VIP party tomorrow night.
That's crazy.
Then the all-day event's happening on Saturday. Two sessions. CNYBrewFest.com. Coco and I will be there Saturday hoisting the Steiner Brothers. Whoever can hoist the Steiner Brother longest will win a six-pack of tickets to Alice Cooper and Robert Jambert over at the Amphitheater coming up in September. Any of our Rochester listeners, you are under a boil water advisory they found a body in your reservoir.
That's not what you want to be having in your water, trust me.
Very sad, because you hate when someone, you know, loses their life, but I didn't know you could just go up to reservoirs.
Isn't that not what's like up?
That's by you.
So, I mean, you just climb that fence,
and it's just a big open water?
I've never been up there, to be honest with you. I have no idea what it looks like up on top of that reservoir.
Because
one of the sisters might know.
It reminds me of that hotel documentary where that girl was in the tank, and people were just drinking that water.
Yeah, but I assume from looking at like pictures, it looks like along the outside of the fence, like if you look in, it's just like a big old thing of water.
Open reservoir of water, yeah.
I don't know how that works because it's...
The Cecil, thank you, lady man.
Because if it rains or whatever, then we just drinking rainwater?
Yeah, that's just water. I mean, it goes through processing. It's not like it's not processed.
There's barbed wire on top of it. I didn't know that.
Well, don't go monkeying around.
No, good God, yeah. Don't
ever go play around those things. But if you are in Rochester, initial water testing done by the city indicates the drinking water was not contaminated, but they still encourage you to boil water. We can't say, yes, it's absolutely clean. We think so with all the initial tests, but we still need to make sure that the public is safe. So, abundance of caution.
That's good in Twitch, though.
What?
So, did whoever report the body in the water get out of their speeding ticket?
Oh, why?
Remember that from yesterday?
No.
Over for a ticket, and he was like,
I know where a body is.
I know there's a body.
Mm-hmm, no, that doesn't work like that. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, I know there's a dead body in the reservoir. What?
Yeah. Well, folks.
What?
I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but we are getting close to wedding season.
Oh. No, yeah, there's springtime. I bet some people are pissed.
Do they want their springtime weddings?
It's spring, and they plan their wedding or whatever, and I mean, up here, anywhere else in the country, it's probably all right to do a wedding.
Well, I told my kid yesterday, we were out driving around, and she's like, I thought it was spring, why is it snowing? And I go, well, sometimes it snows till Mother's Day.
I was going to tell you, did you let her know that?
We got snow on Mother's Day one time.
Yeah, so spring is not really honest spring around here.
And it's hilarious that I have the exact date for that, because it was of the WWF pay-per-view. It was the first ever in your house. It was on Mother's Day, and it snowed. So I have the shirt that commemorates the day it snowed in Mother's Day in Syracuse.
Oh. And did your mother get her card that day? Her big Mother's Day card?
No, was it 96? I was like 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as we get closer to wedding season, Women's Day, one of my favorite publications.
Sorry.
No, the magazine is
going to...
got a month! What? Do you want? No. We kid. Women's Day magazine released 10 things wedding guests hate. I hate all of them. Luckily, though, I don't have any friends that are getting married right now, so I'm not invited to any weddings. But I'm also just not a fun person, so people don't invite me to things in general.
Let me show you.
Congratulations! Sad. I don't get invited to things. Thankfully, I don't want to go to anything.
I will.
But here's some of the things that people hate at weddings, and I'll agree with almost all of these.
Cash bar.
Boom, number one.
Yeah.
Having to pay for drinks.
Yeah.
Guests understand if an open tab, if an open top shelf bar isn't within the couple's budget.
No,
but charging us to celebrate your marriage?
Yeah.
I guess you just don't drink. Say, I guess I'm not going to drink.
You just drink in the parking lot before.
Yeah, you pregame out there.
And then once it's done, in the middle. And
this one we've bitched about so many times. The reception that takes place hours after the ceremony.
Oh, my God.
I don't care about your photos. I don't care what you got going on.
No, it's
going
to take 3 hours to take pictures.
Your special day, but I don't feel like hanging out at mugshots for 4 hours until we can head to the reception. So let's wrap this up. Let's get going.
I guess we'll go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Take that weird nap where you take it and you want to sleep even longer because you got so much time to take the longest nap.
I
might as well just keep sleeping. It's already 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
The reception starts at 7.
Yeah, I ain't going over there. We did our wedding at 1, reception at 8.
Oh, that would be crazy.
I'm not going to either.
So. Yeah, no.
I'm not going to either. Too many long speeches.
This is things that people, wedding guests hate.
Yeah, I mean, depending on who and what and all that.
Like, I mean, what's acceptable?
Some.
I'll give you a bridesmaid. I'll give you a best man.
Yep.
And maybe one parent.
Oh, I was going to say, each side then gets to choose another representative, I feel like.
Oh, wow.
So I would say four. You can hear
four speeches.
And I don't want speeches.
Mm-hmm.
The first two, the two that you're supposed to get, yeah, that's fine. But the other two are just like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Quick chats.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the dad. Appreciate this ish.
Thanks
for coming out. Boy.
Holla at you, boy. Yeah. What up? 315 represent. Yeah. I'm the dad.
East side.
What up?
All right, let's kick it to this homie. And then it's, you know, the
Where
other side.
Where my dirt
side.
Boys at?
It's like the grandpa. When my granddaughter, and you're like, boo.
No, but it's always like, I don't know why, but it seems like whenever you're at a wedding, they pick the worst public speakers to make the speech.
Yeah.
So it's always like,
bad for
it's yet. Always like the brother who's like, oh.
When I met Dave at Sunny Oneonta, I knew that someday he would make a woman very lucky.
Yeah.
Or like, it's just always the most boring situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he was, I knew when I saw him first, they were so cute, sitting together at dinner.
Yeah, right? Tabitha, when I met you at 4-H in the 80s, I knew that we'd be friends for life.
From that
and
time,
here we are today,
a burger.
You and Dan coming together on your special day.
And it's even 2 years after that baby scare when you thought you were gonna have to.
You guys even survived your semester abroad when you and Fabricio had crazy outdoor Italian sex.
And you were banging that bartender from hell.
What is going on? But you worked it out because you two are meant to be. Huh? What?
Right. So, and then it is always so important to remember that when you guys
hold the mic,
do so many things.
No,
together,
hold the mic.
And
by
it's
your,
most
yes.
important.
Thank you.
And then when we were that time we were at college, and you started telling me about love, and I know. And then what I said was, I agree
hold the mic.
So much about love.
Hold the mic.
And then I knew you guys would be together forever. So let us now celebrate.
Now,
together.
As a surprise to you.
You're like, oh, I'm so drunk. I wish this would just go.
I have invited your Italian stallion, Fabricio, to the ceremony.
I could not say. Hello, I want to say.
Hello, baby girl. do you want that one more
romp
in the hay?
Il pine.
Things that people hate at the weddings.
Il pene.
Do you want my penne al dente?
Sitting in undesirable locations. So with, we know it's French. We don't do accents.
Oh, you want to do French? You want to do French keys? Oh, we will.
We don't do voices.
A tricker.
What?
Sitting next to people you don't want to sit next to.
Ooh,
that's everybody.
That would suck.
I don't want to sit next to anybody but Cody, basically.
Yeah.
Anybody else, I'm not comfortable sitting with.
Yeah, that's why it's hard when we get to places and you got to get there and you're like, all right, what do we say? Where do we say? Where do we say?
Mm-hmm.
Got to sit next to the cool people.
Limited food options. I mean, as a fatso, I do want to eat. If I'm here, I'm looking to eat.
Yeah, and that's for all things that involve that.
I mean, I want to have a good spread.
Yeah.
Don't just give me like one pan of chicken cacciatore and some asparagus and we're going to call that a meal.
Yep. Or here's a pan of unknown beef.
Eat the beef.
There's beef too.
Okay.
I don't want that. Well, here's the chicken in a sauce. Look, there's whole cut up vegetables on that chicken, so you know it's a thing.
And I swear to God, if I show up at your wedding and you got a pan of ziti, I'm out. This is not a ziti occasion.
No, tunnel. Especially if that ever happens.
You?
I'm the last person that's going to have the zits.
Yeah, ziti is
no tunnel pasta.
Ziti is for funerals. Ziti is for church basements.
I'm going to have chicken tendies and then a barbecue sauce fountain and a honey mustard fountain.
But again, I'm not invited to people's weddings, so it's fine.
You're invited to mine.
Too many organized dances. Electric Slide, Macarena, Chicken Dance.
Yep.
No, what do we do? Another one?
Because it's getting to the point where I don't even like the Electric Slide anymore.
No, I don't think people do that anymore.
Well, I like the song.
Mm-hmm.
If that, I could just say that. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that. But I hate the Chicken Dance.
Yeah.
Hate Macarena.
Yeah.
Hate Cotton Eye Joe more than anything, even though there's no dance for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I just realized that I do have a wedding to go to. My nephew's getting married. Oh. He's doing a May the 4th wedding. First, like a Star Wars theme. I know, and I appreciate you keeping your mouth shut. I know. That's a real friend right there, bud. That's a real friend. And then also being forced to tolerate extreme conditions, like sitting in the snow, like sitting in the sun.
Oh, man.
I did that one wedding.
Yeah.
Wife and I showed up. We were, and this wasn't yours, Cousin Jay. Cousin Jay had a Renaissance wedding for his first marriage. That one didn't work out. The second one really.
Yeah, that kind of sounds fun, though.
He got that one out of the way. I got a great knife out of it.
Let's take that. Turkey legs?
I have a dagger in my house, courtesy of that wedding.
Oh, that sounds cool.
That I keep by for one of my melee weapons.
Yeah.
We showed up at the wedding, and it's like my wife's friend or somebody was up in Oswego County, and it was like, you got to the venue, and you walked into a building. Like, you walked into, like, a big barn.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, cool. This is going to be a cool little barn wedding.
Yeah.
And then, like, the back doors were open, and I saw all the chairs outside, and I go, hold on. We've got an indoor spot. What is that?
It's right here.
We're here. We're in it.
We're ready to go here.
I think they're doing the ceremony outside. Well, I'll be in the car.
And it was, like, 90.
It was a 90. We're all dressed in layers. It's in the sun. I'm like, we got the barn.
That's
what
rough,
are we doing,
bro? No.
CNY Brewfest, Wildcat Sports Pub. CNY Brewfest kicks off tomorrow with that VIP party. Of course, you can get your tickets right now. VIP is just about sold out, so if you're going to think about going to that, get them now.
Hurry your ass up.
CNYBrewFest.com, and then two sessions on Saturday. Coco and I will be hanging throughout the day. Come hoist the signs, and we'll see you on Saturday. Okay.
Yes.
Coming up this hour. Not only are we going to talk to you, and I believe I should be getting on the line here. We'll talk to Deb Kessler from the Big East Camping and Outdoor Sports Show. But I believe we're going to be talking to a Bigfoot expert as well. So we'll tell you about that next. Plus, this will bum you out. You know how we're always like, here's all the terms these kids are using?
There's more.
No, Mental Floss flipped the script and said, hey, kids, here's terms your boomers use.
Oh, no.
And we use them all, man.
Oh, no. Are they going to start using them, or are they just going to start messing with us? Because look at where we use weird terms,
too. They were just like, hey, we're learning all of their terms. Here's what your parents say.
Ah. All right.
Man.
All right.
Wicked
cool.
Wicked. Wicked might be a CNY thing.
It is. It's an upstate.
I don't know if.
Wicked up north.
Yeah. That's one thing I always say. Like, I'm always like, I'm sorry I say wicked so much. And then, like, obviously with people, you know, with pronouns, I'm like, I'm not disrespecting your pronouns when I say bro.
No,
bro. Everybody's bra.
Bra.
I'm sorry, bro. Or bra. Dude. Everybody's dude. I'm sorry.
No, I think I'm at this point.
Bra.
Bra.
Bra. Joining us, I got a couple of guests on the line. First, say hi to Deb. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great, Deb. Excellent. We are talking Big East Camping and Outdoor Sports Show happening this weekend. We've moved to Whitesboro, right? Tell me about the move.
Yeah, so we moved to the new Accelerate Sports Complex, which is located on Judd Road. Large, large sports complex. We're so happy that we have a new home for the show, and I think everybody's going to enjoy the fact that we're all in one big open area and not in separate areas.
So many different things going on. Axe throwing, boater safety course, archery shooting contest, fish pond, and the Bigfoot experience with our other guest, Mike Familan. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
We are great. So Cody and myself are big, we're big cryptid nerds. We love that whole world. And I'm excited that you're kind of doing now. It says it's the America tour. Are you doing this kind of all over the country talking about Bigfoot?
Yes, sir. I go Maine to Florida to Indiana to Michigan, everywhere on the East Coast. I've probably been before talking about Bigfoot.
We're fascinated by all these kind of things. But tell me about your experience. Didn't you get interested in Bigfoot because you had an experience?
Yeah, well, real quick, I was in Florida, and we were on an expedition, and the last night we heard two tree knocks, and they're like Bigfoot could do them, and then we got four fist-sized rocks that landed like 5 to 10 feet from our campfire, and my buddy was like, I got an idea, I'm going to throw a rock back at it. I said, Jimmy, I don't think that's a good idea, man. But he took a rock and he chucked it back in that direction, and I knew it wasn't a person because, like, a 15-pound laptop-sized boulder came crashing down, landed 5 feet from us.
Oh, my God. And there's no way that could have been another person.
No, we did some measurements the next day. The closest a thing could have been was, like, 75 yards away.
Oh, my God. So I got to imagine, as, like, a Bigfoot hunter, it's got to be frustrating that there's... Obviously, there's, like, footprints and stuff, but there's never enough evidence to really convince people that you've seen a Bigfoot. Like, you got the videos and, like, the grainy photos, but are you in the quest for evidence, like, substantial evidence to show people?
No, to me, my mission statement is really twofold. One, it's try to see what threw rocks at me. That's what got me into it. That's my mission. I want to see what threw rocks at me in Florida. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. The other part of my mission is kind of to, when I bring this program and go around the country, I try to get people off the couch and into nature more, and to see something that they wouldn't see sitting on a couch every day. And I think that's very imperative, and especially in today's world, very, very important.
It's funny that you say that, Mike, because I have never been on a Bigfoot expedition, but we've gone on different ghost hunts and whatnot, and there is just an element where I don't care if I see a ghost, it's just nice to be out and about and like yeah. walking around places, yeah. right?
Yep. Absolutely. Bigfooting is not about finding a Bigfoot every time. That's not what it's about.
So what is your presentation about? Do you take questions? Do you kind of give examples? What's your show like?
Yeah, well, I try to answer the who, what, where, when, and why of Bigfooting, and I think I do a pretty decent job at that. I also do, we show some evidence of what we've obtained, some top three evidence that we've captured, including some audio evidence, mm-hmm. some footprint evidence, and then at the end, I also have a big question and answer thing, because I know there's a ton of amazing questions out there about Bigfoot.
We're talking to Mike Familin. He's going to be at this weekend's Big East Camping and Outdoor Sports Show talking about Bigfoot. So do you believe that the Bigfoot we kind of know here in the Northeast and in North America is different than, like, the Canadian one or the Asian one? Are they all kind of different species, do you think?
No, I think they're kind of like people. I think we're all related somehow in some way. I don't think there's multiple cryptids that roam North America or the world. I think that would be a little stretch of the imagination. But I definitely think all the Bigfoots could be, you know, the same family group of Bigfoot, if you will, and just live in different areas and kind of act differently and are named differently.
One of the biggest questions people ask is, why have we never found a dead Bigfoot or their bones? What do you think about that? Why don't we find Bigfoot corpses?
That's a great question, and I ask, there's going to be a ton of hunters at this weekend show, and I'm excited for that, but I always ask, hunters will come up to me and say, I've been hunting for 40 years in the woods, and I've never come across a Bigfoot bone, right? And I ask that same person, I say, well, if you've been in the woods 40 years, you've definitely come across a bear skeleton, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And their mind gets blown because nobody has ever come across the bear skeleton. It's very, very, very rare.
Yeah, and why would
that
be?
Cool,
is the theory that Bigfoot just kind of go off and die somewhere and you're not going to find their bones or their remains?
Sure. Well, I don't think there's a lot of them to start with. So there's that working against us. And then you have the scavengers that normally come around and eat bones. I mean, we have a ton of deer, and it's hard to find deer sheds and stuff like that. So, the porcupines eat bones. Other scavengers come across and eat the carcass. So it's you can go from, like, you and me talking to being decomposed in, like, 2 weeks. So
yeah.
If you're looking for bones, you're looking for a needle and a stack of needles, is what I like to tell people.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Mike, I could talk to you all morning long, but if you have questions for Mike, you can obviously come out and interact with you, and you kind of get the whole experience this weekend, right, Mike?
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time.
Deb, what other events can people see this weekend at the Big East Camping and Outdoor Sports Show besides Mike?
We have free seminars all weekend long by the pros, whether it's cooking, whether it's talking about deer hunting. And we also have an archery shoot that's going to be going on. We have a goat petting area. We have a lot of fun things to do for the family. And I just want to reiterate the hours, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is $9 for adults, $7 for seniors, military, first responders, $3 for kids that are 6 to 12, and kids 5 and under are free. So super great time. Come out, see a lot of the exhibits. We have over 100 exhibitors. We have our major sponsors, Master Vito Hyundai, as well as Power Sports of Utica that will be on display, and Myers Boats and Oak Hill RV. So come on out and see this weekend's Big East Camping and Outdoor Sports Show.
Deb, always great talking to you. Mike, you have an open invitation to join us anytime to talk Bigfoot, man. Anytime.
Awesome. Great.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great show this weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
See you. Take care. Mike's going to be out there. Deb is running the promotion. Again, if you want to win a family four-pack, go to our Facebook page right now. Drop your name below the Big East Camping and Sports Show post right there on our Facebook wall, and we'll draw some people to win some family four-packs to the event this weekend. Good any day.
Love it.
So you can go to Brewfest on Saturday, go to this on That's Sunday, cool. okay? You can awesome. Make a whole weekend. We'll give you a whole weekend, all right?
A whole thing.
COI Brewfest, the longest-running Brewfest in Central New York, is back for its 27th year at the Horticulture Building of the Great New York State Fairgrounds tomorrow and Saturday. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Wildcat Sports Pub, CY Brewfest, kicking it up a notch again this year, like we've been saying all morning. Tomorrow night's VIP party, beers so exclusive, you're not going to see them anywhere else. So if you want to get these beers tomorrow night, there's like 30 tickets left to this thing. Capped at 300, go to cymybrewfest.com, get those right now, or to either event, happening two sessions, happening on Saturday, 1 to 4. Or 6 to 9. 6 to 9. Nice. Cody and I will be hanging out throughout the day on Saturday, and you can come hoist our Steiner brothers for a chance to win some six packs of tickets. Yeah. Six
yeah.
tickets.
Yeah, not like one.
Not
or
a
two.
Pair, not nope. four.
Nerp.
Six tickets.
Nerp. Nerp, 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 nerp.
Nerp. So. We will see you guys either tomorrow night or Saturday night. CMYBrewFest.com for tickets and information. But before we get to that, you got to get through a Cocoa Puffs tonight.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Oh,
I feel
man.
Like you're doing too many substances. You're going to be doing weeds, and then you're going to be going to a brew fest, sir?
Yeah, but I'm only going to try a couple out of brews.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. We're concerned, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everybody come on in.
Everybody, hey, it's the
tonight
party.
At 8 o'clock, join us beer. On twitch.tv/KRockCNY for Cocoa Puffs, presented by Leafy Wonders, coming soon to Fulton, Sweetgrass, 123 Cayuga Street in Union Springs, and Paper and Leaf, where Cody will be live at noon today for a quickie live with our buddy Spy Guy, showing you what goodies they have in the Maddie Dale store. Again, so you get a lot of Cody today, okay?
And hopefully a thing that I've been trying to do for weeks, and I think I might actually be able to do it tonight.
What? Just a thing you can't say, yeah.
Yeah, just a thing that nothing. It's nothing fun or
I'm looking
crazy,
forward to
but
it.
I've just been trying because I think it'd be funny to watch me high trying to do a certain thing.
Okay, I like it. Knit your union jacket. You're going to sew up your union patches.
How did you know?
He's going to poke himself. So they flipped the script on us. We're always in here being like, oh, look at all these terms these kids use. And then we inevitably overuse them and sound really lame. Well, Mental Floss is like, all right, kids. Speaking of like kids my age, teenagers.
Okay, teens.
Here's what the boomers are saying. And now you and I aren't boomers. We're technically millennials. I'm the last year of a millennial.
Yeah.
More of a zillennial. Like we're like the Gen X and the millennial crosses.
Until they change it. And then we're something else completely.
I'm the Dum Dums mystery flavor. I'm where one generation ended and a new generation picked up. And we don't really know what's going on in the middle there.
Yeah. Some weird raspberry flavor.
You're definitely a millennial. You're seated in the millennial era. Like it or not, you're a millennial.
But I wasn't because that term wasn't a thing.
Yeah, moved around. So here's some of the terms that now our children are learning that we use, okay? Like, for example, jonesing. Yo, I'm jonesing for a pizza right now, dude. You don't use jonesing? I don't really use it, but I have.
I'm sure I have without a doubt, but no, jonesing.
Mm-hmm. Peace out.
Yo, peace out all the time.
Peace out.
All the time. Okay.
Okay. Peace out, Napoleon.
Peace out.
Your mom goes to college. Brewski.
Well, I say brewski all the time.
Brewski. Have a sip of a cold brewski this week on Brewfest.
I had skied a lot of stuff, though, so I mean.
Do
you?
Yeah.
A little pot ski, a little brewski, little
don't harsh
ski.
My mellow, bro.
Oh, I do that, too.
Or chill.
Yo.
Dude, chill.
Chill.
Chill, dude.
Chill.
I say dude a lot.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a me
dude,
thing or
chill.
Like. Dude, chill.
Yep.
Dude is my bra. Dude is my bra.
Bra.
Couple I don't use. Like, I don't use, wig out. Don't wig out.
No.
Don't wig out. That's a little old for me.
I feel like these are all, they were like, they went to a Fish concert and found a weird old guy that smelled and was like, dude, hey, start talking.
Now that you say that, this whole, Jesus Christ. This whole list is just like,
wig out, Jones, and
you want more of them?
Yeah, dude, bro.
Because now I can't see him without thinking of this character that you've invented.
Yeah, I'm here, dude. What else, man?
Zilch. I got Zilch, Jones, dude.
Yo.
I got
Zilch. No, that was my buddy's nickname, dude. We called him Zilch.
Why are you being so aggro, dude?
What does that mean again?
Aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah, or
that's a newer one, isn't
it? The aggro crag, mountain we all hope to conquer someday.
That, you know what, though? That also makes sense. Also difficult.
Very difficult.
So aggro, yeah. Yep.
Very difficult. Mm-hmm. Whenever I open up my children's play place or whatever my version of Sports Talk 2000 is going to be, I'm putting an aggro crag in there. And I'm going to stand at the top and I'm going to throw boulders at kids.
Let's go to Josh.
Hello, Mike. I'm not the aggro crag.
You're like, why does that guy have that weird accent all of a sudden?
Do I use this? Because I only think of the Spice Girls song when I say wannabe. You're being a wannabe, dude.
No.
I don't say wannabe.
These are some weird terms, man.
Granny glasses.
No.
You got them granny glasses on, man.
That's not an old term either.
Roid rage?
No, that's also not
that's just rage.
Old term. That's just a term people use.
I don't know anytime.
When people are roid raging.
I don't know why this made the list, Mental Floss. I don't think anybody's ever used this non-joking. Knuckle sandwich. Come on, give you a knuckle sandwich. Yeah, that's again,
now we're going backwards.
Yep.
Now we're into the 30s. Yeah. Right? See, you're going to get a knuckle sandwich. See?
Wig out.
You're going to wig out or you're going to get a knuckle sandwich?
You're wigging out on me. I'm going to get a knuckle sandwich.
You don't quit wigging out. You're going to get a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
Groovy, baby.
Anyway, so now they know.
Yeah.
Dude, don't harsh my mellow, bro.
Don't harsh my mellow. You reaction for a knuckle sandwich, fella?
They call it mellow yellow. Thanks, like Boomer.
I do, too.
You know the CY Brewfest is coming up this weekend. Wildcat Sports Pub. I've been telling you all about it. I'm so excited. Cannot wait to see you guys tomorrow night, Saturday, over at the Horticulture Building. But first, let's get through today.
Yes.
And today is all about the puffs, okay? Today's all about the Cocoa Puffs and the Cocoa at Paper and Leaf. So at noon today, Cody will be live at Paper and Leaf.
Look at all of that.
And then tonight, he goes live at home. For Cocoa Puffs, the show we can't. What did I call it last week? I like that branding.
Oh, I did
the show Too Dangerous for Radio or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever I said that. Yeah, Too Dangerous for Radio.
Whatever that was that we liked from a week ago.
Whatever words I said that I did not write down. The show Too Dangerous for Radio, Twitch exclusive tonight. Brought to you by our friends at Sweetgrass, 123 Cayuga Street in Union Springs. You got to follow them on Instagram because I really hope we're going to be doing something big with them coming up soon, as well as Paper and Leaf, and coming soon to Fulton, Leafy Wonders.
Can you do any of that?
I can't. I've never been able to do the whistles. Like when guys will put their fingers in their mouth and whistle. I can't do that. Super loud-ass whistles. It always fascinated me. I don't know how coaches do that.
No, I can't at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. A little bit.
Well, speaking of getting high.
Yo, what's up?
Is this just like parents being overly cautious or are kids really getting high on nutmeg?
What? On nutmeg?
I'm doing this story now because I hope that not a lot of kids are listening like they're in school or whatever. Because can you really get high off nutmeg?
No, there's no way. Hold on.
Because this woman is a teacher claiming that she keeps catching kids with nutmeg. Here, I'll play her video and you look that up.
A couple of the kids had these little bottles of nutmeg in their bags. What do you have nutmeg for? And they were like, oh, culinary class. So then they're at lunch and she's talking to the culinary teacher and she was like, what are you guys making that needs that much nutmeg? And the culinary teacher said, what are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg. Well, the resource officer overheard them and he was like, you remember which students? The resource officer goes in the classroom, looks in their backpacks, and finds little jars of nutmeg. They're all suspended because these flippin' teenagers have figured out that you can use nutmeg to get high.
Kid, you see what I'm saying?
Yo, kids are smart AF.
What'd you find?
Yeah, bro.
This is my concern.
How much?
This is why I'm so open with my kids about all substances. I don't want their stupid friends having them snort nutmeg or something.
You can get high off a nutmeg.
Wow. Nutmeg is abused for its narcotic and hallucinogenic properties. Yeah. 1 to 3 seeds.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read actually the info because I don't want to put this out on the air. But yes, the answer is yes.
So if you see your kids with brown noses, they might just not be kissing ass.
Now
but
be like
snorting the nutmeg.
Now I got to keep an eye out for nutmeg.
Now you got to watch. Watch your pantries. Nothing is safe.
This is why.
Nutmeg.
And maybe it's controversial parenting. I don't know. I'm not obviously going to give my children substances, but I want them to ask me about it. Like last week when I had on my heirloom shirt, my son is like, is it a weed shirt? I go, yes, it is. And daddy enjoys this product. And if you ever have questions about it, I want you to come to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you do it, but I would rather you ask me than stupid eighth graders who don't know anything about anything.
Yeah. And we'll make you snort nutmeg.
Or whatever stupid thing, like, you know, back in our day when it was like, dude, if you just huff a cow patty, I don't want my kids huffing cow patties.
Why?
What? Or the kids. Are you serious? You didn't know that?
No. Well, huffing a cow patty?
I don't want to say it because I don't want people to try it.
Say it. Say it. They got it. If kids are that stupid that you're going to go out and huff a cow patty after we've already said don't do it,
then
we are absorbed of all things your kids are just dumb.
I will tell you privately how they used to do it.
No,
because
there
was a process.
There's a process?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
There's a process.
That's weird.
And then people would also be like, I mean, I'm from the country, so that's what you do.
Is it because it's got like methane gases in it?
I don't know. I never did it, and I never will. And none of you should either because it's deadly and you're going to die and everybody's going to die. Don't do it.
I thought you just lift all those up and look for mushrooms to eat that make you trip balls.
That's the other thing the kids did back in Phoenix.
But that's a real thing, right?
Yeah,
that's
but not
where
all
they,
mushrooms are psychoactive.
But
you're just eating poop mushrooms sometimes.
Yep.
Again.
Sometimes.
Nobody ever do this.
That sounds fun, though.
Very dangerous and stupid. But this is exactly why you need to be open with your kids about education.
So they're not eating poop mushrooms.
So they're not eating poop mushrooms. They're smuggling nutmeg.
So they're not snorting nutmeg off each other's poop mushrooms.
All right. We got very loud there.
Well.
I mean, and honestly, not to get dark. But I want everyone's kids to be open with their parents about this because God forbid they go off to college or a high school party and someone's like, yeah, this is an MDMA pill and it's fentanyl. You want to talk to your kids about this. Don't let them find out on their own. Be open. And if you aren't comfortable talking about it, find a counselor or some place you can educate them. Because I think of all the stupid crap I did in school and I don't want them doing it.
Yeah.
When we used to pick up like leaves that had fallen on the ground and be like, I'm going to smoke this leaf. And we would like idiots.
Well, it's because that one like hay thing was hollow and you could light the end of the hay thing on fire. And it was like a tube. Yeah, we did
if
that.
If I had
we
asked
did
my,
that.
Yeah.
And then we'd go, no, light it. And you go.
Yup. Because it's stupid. It's stupid. And I don't want my kids to do the stupid things.
And then right after you would do that.
Yeah.
Your friend would then do it.
Yeah.
Even though he heard you going.
You. They watched you.
Oh, man, is it really that bad? And you would, while coughing, hand it, go try it.
I don't want my kid going out in the woods drinking, you know, a gallon of vodka because, oh, it didn't hit me right away. I want them to know I want my kids to understand. If you drink, because I'm sure you will at some point, give it a minute. It takes like an hour.
But.
What?
On the other side of this, what else you guys got that gets you high like nutmeg?
What do you need it for, dude? You could never get through all the cannabis you got in that house. You could never.
I was going to say, I have one in my pocket.
Yeah.
Three more.
You don't need to resort to nutmeg, my friend.
No,
You're pretty stocked.
I've never been interested in that. That's why I laugh when people call it marijuana gateway drug. I've never been interested in.
No.
Before, you know, maybe a little pain pills here or there. But
right.
You know what I mean? But I've never been like, you know what? Marijuana's not enough.
No,
I need
honestly,
to go higher than that. You know what I mean? The pain pills were just because I had broken legs and smashed in the head.
Honestly, I've been to a high point where I'm like, I don't want to be any higher than this.
Right? Yeah, no.
My body doesn't feel right.
No, thanks.
You know?
I'm okay. I don't need heroin.
No, I'm good here. Like Nikki and Twitch. My parents talked to me about absolutely nothing. Everything I learned from my friends at school or the internet. Don't let that happen to your kids. Exactly my point. Talk to him about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Then that way, when they're, you're like what Ubi said, but you can learn also from, you watch your other friend over there.
Yep.
Oh, man, he is not going to have a good morning because he is all, he's the one that's pounding the, you know, milk carton full of Gatorade, of vodka.
Yeah. The reason I didn't drink till I was 30 is because I assumed everybody I saw in high school and college, that's what's going to happen to me. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's like a double. You talk to them and they know, then that way when they see that and they
They'll go,
no thanks.
I don't want to do that.
Because I've watched a kid funnel
a
liter of vodka.
Yeah. You can die from that.
And I remember leaving like 2 minutes later being like, I don't want to know what the rest of that kid's weekend is going to look like.
You don't want
at all
have a child hospitalized or worse because you just didn't have a conversation because it made you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Be uncomfortable. Talk about the uncomfortable stuff.
Or you could be, you want to have that uncomfortable moment for a little bit talking to your kids about sex.
Yeah.
Or they have no idea anything and then you've got your kid and then you can watch your grandkid when, you know, your other kid is off doing other stuff.
Exactly. Well, and it's like, everyone laughs at me, but when our kids started playing internet video games like Roblox and stuff,
my favorite line ever.
Where I said, everybody on the internet's a pedophile.
No,
I know they're not.
Everybody wants to see your genitals.
Everybody wants to see you naked. Everybody's a pedophile. I know they're not, but I'd rather they be prepared.
It's a, when they
saying,
come
don't
to,
trust anybody you're chatting with right now.
Yes.
You don't know who they are.
Yeah. No, when it comes to that stuff, no. Anytime an older person is going to contact somebody younger like that, it's not for, no, just,
yeah,
looking to make a Roblox friend.
Nope.
Nope, you're not.
I met a friend.
Nope, you didn't.
And when they did meet friends, don't you know I reached out to people's parents?
No, yeah, you got it. It's the same thing that we would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Is you'd be like, you wouldn't just send your kids back in the day to somebody's house you didn't know.
Yeah.
Because you would meet that, I met a friend at soccer, so I met a bunch of lifelong friends. You meet them at soccer, and you don't go to school with them yet, but I could be louder than that. No, I can't. But you know what I mean? You do the soccer stuff and you're like, no, but we don't go to school together, but he lives out and whatever. So can I go over to his house? Whatever.
Right.
And then your mom would go on the phone and be like, hi, it's Cody's mom. They said they met in soccer. Is it really a sleepover?
Yep.
And then you go,
yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring him over or whatever. And then you go, yes, I'm going.
I'm telling you, one awkward conversation, it could save you a lot of stress. Have those awkward conversations.
Yeah.
You know, kids huffing paint thinner back in my day.
What do you do? Okay, so what do you do? How do you?
You don't do. I'm not going to give you the details.
No, because at that type of stuff,
it's
anytime you catch a whiff of that,
the airplane glue
like
from
gasoline
the 80s,
and
all
stuff,
of that stuff. And it's just like, just talk to these kids and say, dude, don't do that. You're killing your brain cells. And honestly, social media has been a benefit for some of these kids.
Yeah.
Because sad as it is, my kids in their school will see kids their age on Snapchat drinking their dad's beers
or
vaping or whatever, and they'll tell me about it, and I want them to tell me about it so I can go, yeah, you don't want to do that, bud. That's real dangerous, and that's gross. And from my angle, too, which I can say because he's not listening, I was like, yeah, if you smoke or vape, sports are going to be a lot harder.
Well,
you love sports.
And that's, you're not saying,
I'm not wrong.
You're not being incorrect.
It's going to be harder to breathe.
Just because it's not a cigarette doesn't mean it's not the same when it comes to that type of stuff.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, smelling stuff is weird, though.
Anyways.
Didn't I smell something in here that was really weird? What was it?
What?
I can't remember. Didn't I smell something in here that I wasn't supposed to? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I like to smell stuff, but not like that.
Like smelling salts?
It was something. I know. I did that once for
those aren't
football.
Illegal. Those are just
wake up
and your brain electrocutes itself.
That is the craziest experience ever. Smelling salts.
I've never done them. I don't want to do them.
Oh, you don't. I mean, don't.
You did them
just
for
normal.
Football?
I got my bell.
You
bell
your bell rung.
And no, but I was.
You were out.
I was definitely
poor
out.
Deb.
And I remember the one of the did the here you go did the snap and just the one. I threw up because it was so
your
intense.
Poor mother, she's probably sitting there in the stands watching.
No,
this
was just practice.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
Ma, I got knocked unconscious today at practice. They didn't wake me up with smelling salts, and I threw up.
Yeah.
Have fun at work.
I probably never didn't even tell her about how many times because it was just. It was just so many occurrences that it would just happen so often that probably after the fifth time, I was like, nobody
I don't
cares
need
at this point now. Yep.
I don't need to stress her with this.
Because again, we're of that pre-concussion era of it being a serious thing where they were serious, but not that big
they're
a
like,
deal.
They'll sit down for a minute.
Take a day. You got
don't
a headache.
Don't fall asleep. Just stay awake for a little bit.
Yep. Yeah.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Coming up, top of the hour, we'll play a little hockey game. Haven't even picked one yet.
Balls.
We'll play some hockey, Radio World. You'll get the 90s at 9, today's 90s at 9.
Nope. All former
321
artists.
No.
It's tomorrow, my favorite band. Oh.
Tomorrow's 322.
What's 322?
I got some great 90s and 940 tomorrow because okay, of the okay. I previewed them last night on Whiskey Wednesday. But no, today's 90s and 9, all former Taste of Syracuse performers, as we announced. Oh, Hanson and Cracker.
That'll bop.
That'll bop. We've got Cracker and Hanson headlining your free Taste of Syracuse this year.
Nobody's commenting in the chat. Where's the love?
Who's got enough?
I don't know.
Makes
any other
the
ones.
World go round and round and round. I love underboob.
I do love underboob.
The towel is old this time. I love some. I like side boob. I like top boob. I like all of it.
Yep, side boob, underboob, top boob, boob, boob.
Well, Radio World, we are going to hand you off to the 90s at 9. Today's 90s at 9, very special 90s at 9. All former performers at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. Yes, I know the snow is flying outside, but we're already getting ready to talk Taste of Syracuse, baby.
I'm pumped.
As we announced yesterday, it's Cracker.
Not that far away.
And Hanson both performing same day.
Oh, same really? Night. It's the same. Oh, wow.
Cracker's a little earlier, and yep. then Hanson cool. is last. So
I like that.
And, I don't know, every other local band. It's the biggest local band show of the year.
Yes.
Every local act.
Yep.
Every local act is performing. So we're going to kick it off with some Everclear, followed by Cracker, followed by E6, followed by Sugar Ray, followed by Spin Doctors. There's your 90s at 9. Spoiler
wow.
alert. All of those
Forgot
performers.
The Spin Doctors.
It was a fun one. It was a fun
it
one.
It was. That was good.
So all of this to celebrate our announcement from yesterday, go to tasteofsyracuse.com, of course, for information. Not that you need it yet. I'm not giving out any tickets. I can't do that yet. I'm not giving out any. It would be way too soon.
Okay.
Way too soon. I'm not giving out any.
You got to get clearance. You got to get clearance. Yep. Makes sense.
I got to submit the paperwork first, okay? Yep. Twitch, we're going to play hockey. I'm the Bruins. Cody's the Rangers. Rangers at Bruins for tonight's game. I shocked the world yesterday.
He's been shocking the world. He shocked it last week, too.
Will I do it again? Come watch. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY.